Now back home, and Sinn Féin's leaders, North and South, will not be going to the White House this St. Patrick's Day. In a press conference in Dublin this morning, party leader Mary Lou MacDonald and First Minister Michelle O'Neill said it was time to take a stand against Donald Trump's domestic and foreign policies, and in particular, his plans for Gaza. Reacting to the announcement, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin accused Sinn Féin of engaging in politics, and he reiterated his intention to travel for the traditional St. Patrick's Day visit to the White House.
Look, Sinn Féin does what it always does. It engages in politics. I have a responsibility to the country. And indeed, earlier this week, we had a meeting with our European colleagues convened by President Macron, with Canada, with Norway, Iceland. And the very clear message there was the need to not only to continue, but to double down on engagement with the US administration, with both politically and with the president. And I think that is very important because, first of all, the economic relationship between Europe and the US and between Ireland and the US is an extremely important one. It's a very robust one. Many Irish companies create thousands of jobs in the United States, and many US companies create thousands of jobs in Ireland. It's a two-way street, but it's a very significant relationship. And we have an obligation to protect the livelihoods of many, many people in this country, and to engage and discuss and really profile the level of Irish investment in the US.
And that was the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking there to our Midwestern correspondent, Cathy Halloran. For more on this, we're joined by Sinn Féin spokesperson for foreign affairs, Donacha O'Leary. Good afternoon. You're engaging in politics, says the Taoiseach.
I think they were unfortunate remarks from the Taoiseach, and I think he has misunderstood effectively what is at issue here. We don't presume to speak for the Taoiseach, nor for the Taoiseach, nor should he presume to speak for us. Our position relates entirely to our view that in the context of this moment in time, when you have proposals being talked about by the US administration in terms of removing people from Gaza, displacing, taking management of it, and the huge cost that that has and the huge destabilising impact it would have on the Middle East, that we, in our view, do not wish to be at the White House, that we feel that we must make a principal stand in relation to it. We are not calling on the Taoiseach to alter his plans. We are not taking any position on his behalf. But it is important in our view. We are at a very, very vulnerable and critical juncture. We are very concerned at the rhetoric that has been levelled, and we are very concerned about the potential for a serious deterioration of a deep and profound humanitarian issue in Gaza, in the West Bank and in the Middle East.
Okay, now last year the Sinn Féin leader defended the decision to go when the SDLP wasn't going. She said that St. Patrick's Day was not just about a single day, it's about a whole week of engagement. Let's just have a quick listen to what Mary Lou MacDonald said then.
These are important relationships for Ireland, for our own peace process, but also, I believe, a very important opportunity on this St. Patrick's Day, of all St. Patrick's Day, to bring a very clear message from Ireland to the United States in respect of Gaza, the West Bank, what's been happening in Palestine.
So she wanted to bring a clear message to the United States, but that is not going to happen this year.
Well, in our view, any Irish politician who is attending, and includes the Taoiseach, who has signalled his intention to go, does have a responsibility both to speak on behalf of Irish interests in terms of trade and the peace process and so on, but also in terms of the concerns that the Irish people have, particularly in relation to Gaza and what the US administration is proposing. We maintain the view that relationships with the United States are very, very important. It's something that we have invested a great deal of energy in over the years. We'll continue to do so. Indeed, Sinn Féin representatives will be attending trade delegations to the United States over the coming months, in fact, quite soon, including in New York and Boston and other locations. And we will continue to maintain our relationships with both Democrats and Republicans in the United States.
But do you not run the risk, Donacha O'Leary, of being struck off the list at the White House for next year and the subsequent years? And what about the engagement that you're sacrificing with other top players in the State Department, the National Security Council, on Capitol Hill, all these things that take part on St. Patrick's Day? And Sinn Féin is saying, no, thank you.
Well, it's no secret in terms of Sinn Féin's position on a variety of foreign affairs issues, in particular in the Middle East, but in other areas as well, that there would have been a divergence of opinion between ourselves and the US government. This has been true of several administrations.
Well, that's understood, and you've said that. But what about the Irish peace process? How does Sinn Féin see the role of the administration now in the peace process? And why is it refusing, if you like, to engage on that?
Well, there's no question of us refusing to engage with the US administration. We will continue to do so. And they've been, and that engagement will continue as and from including today. We will continue to engage with the US administration.
Meeting with other players. Is that what you're saying? Will you be going yourself as foreign affairs spokesperson? Will you be traveling to Washington?
No, I'm not traveling to Washington. And what I would say is in relation to the event at the White House, it is only Micheál Martin that will have the opportunity to engage directly with the US president. That is why it is incumbent on him to raise the issues that we've talked about, both in terms of Ireland's interests, but also in terms of the situation.
So what you're saying is that you're not actually missing out on anything, that Sinn Féin is just calculating that being left standing silently at the back of the East Room on Paddy's Day is just not worth the trouble.
It's our evaluation, it's our view, it's our personal commitment and our personal, our own political perspective and deeply felt perspective that what is being talked about at the moment in terms of the dislocation, effective ethnic cleansing that we are talking about in Gaza is a huge concern to us, and we cannot stand over that. And it is for that reason that we do not wish to attend the White House on this occasion. We'll continue our engagement with Irish America, with the US administration, but it is important that we take our opportunity, and when we look back at this time in history, in years to come, that we feel that we have taken the opportunity to take a stand, to make a clear commitment in terms of our perspective, our principles, in terms of what is proposed in the Middle East and internationally.
Sinn Féin spokesperson, foreign affairs spokesperson, Donnacha O'Leary, thank you very much for joining us this lunchtime.